Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back. In today's episode, I'm flipping the script a little bit because I had the honor of joining Molly Claire on her show, where we had such a powerful conversation all about redefining success, embracing your true confidence, and the importance of doing life and business on your terms, not the world's. So if you've ever struggled with comparison, burnout, or the pressure to be more and do more just to feel worthy, so exhausting, then this episode is for you. So whether you're building a business, navigating something else, or just figuring out who you really are in this season, you're not alone.
I'm so excited to bring you Rachel Brooks today. I know you're all about confidence, and so many women are here as they're building their business. And confidence is a big deal, and yet I don't know that we always know how to define it or build it, right? So I love that you do that. But tell us a little bit more in your own words. What do you do and why do you love it?
Yeah, so to introduce myself, I know it's always one of those loaded questions because when we talk about our roles, it seems like, ooh, which one do we pull, right? So through and through, I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur, speaker, author, and podcaster, as well as the founder and creator of The Confident Woman, which is a lifestyle and media brand geared towards educating, empowering, and equipping women with the tools, resources, and community to create that lasting change within. So for us to really become more competent, it's not just about the dabbling of things. It's about bringing everything in that we have learned, it, but more so of what we've experienced in life, and start sifting and sorting through that to realize what is serving us in this present moment so we can continue this journey on.
Yeah. As you were talking, I don't know if this word kind of lands or seems to describe that, but what came to my mind was almost sort of a validation of what people already know, validation of what's valuable and beautiful within them, because it's so easy for us to dismiss that.
Very much so. And I think that that's a really great place for us to kind of get started, because my whole philosophy and approach is from within. From being a former fitness competitor, it was about the change that I wanted on the external, on the outside, had to start within. The confidence that we admire in others is already within. But we've gone through life where it's been snuffed out, dimmed out. Just we have lost that inner spark. And that's the confident woman who is in each and every one of us. But it's the journey to rediscover her and constantly step in and evolve and become a higher version of yourself. Because this is the journey of life. We're not just one thing today for eternity. There's so much more to us.
Yeah.
But especially that everything that we desire is found within. We have to look and find it.
Yes. And, you know, as all of you are listening, I think it would be great to think about, you know, where are you maybe noticing a little bit of lack of confidence, or just ways you'd like to feel stronger and more capable, and bring that lens to this conversation as you listen, because I think there's going to be just so many great things to support that. And one thing that came to mind as you were talking is this idea that when we see an acorn, a small acorn, right, it has everything it needs to be this beautiful tree. And it really is such a great analogy of this idea, right?
Very much. And also akin to the butterfly story, right?
Yes.
We've all heard of that. And if we haven't, you know, it's the parable of the caterpillar, you know, goes through his metamorphosis. And when it was time to come through the cocoon, there was a man that saw the struggle, and he clipped the end of the cocoon to help the butterfly escape. But what the man didn't realize in his haste and hurry to help this poor little creature was that the butterfly needed to squeeze through that tiny hole, because it pushes the pressure to put the fluid in its wings so then it can come out and fly away. But unfortunately, the man and his helping, the butterfly had withered away because it didn't have the strength that it needed to soar. So it's the same concept, because all of this is embedded in us. But through life, through our own beliefs, through the wears and tears, the dents and dings that we've all endured in life, that it's shaped us, right? You know, when we talk about like trauma and drama and our past and this, you know, pressures and societal norms and the peers and all that stuff, that there's, it always feels like we're on the defense of how we should be.
Mm-hmm.
When we are and could be, cause potential mm-hmm. is already within.
Yeah. And I think, isn't it ironic that we can have this belief that because we struggled or because we didn't have this or that, that, you know, we're somehow damaged or less than, but that's exactly what it's all the makings of the greatness coming out in us. So it's almost like we could have the complete opposite framework that we potentially have, right?
Exactly. And when you've gone through so much and you've gone through, you know, again, the analogies and, you know, from the darkness to the light, it's you're able to see the world and others from both sides of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
That is a unique gift that you get to bring into this world, because not everybody gets to have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we can look at it and say, well, all this bad stuff happened to me. And, you know, sure, yes, it did. And there's horrific things and there's maybe not so many horrific things. But the reality of that is, it is shaping you into the person you have the potential to become.
Mm-hmm.
The potential is how you choose, because we can look at life and saying, well, this happened to me, therefore, you know, fill in the blank. We got these excuses. Mm-hmm. These are the beliefs that we're telling ourselves. And so when we hold true to those beliefs, they become a part of our identity and everything in between. So mm-hmm. when we have that strong connection from belief to identity, guess what? We keep showing up as that individual. And we wonder why it's so easy for other people. Why does that woman have confidence? Why does that woman do all the things that I aspire to be and have and do?
Mm-hmm.
So we start asking those questions, and those narratives play a role on how we start showing up in life, how we start showing up in business, how we start showing up in our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It's really giving us pause to take that step back and give ourselves a self-analysis and say, how did I get here? And we got to start awareness, right?
Yes. And as you were talking, and I don't know if you would agree or disagree with this, but this is my experience. It's kind of like, I think as we build confidence, or as we just become more confident, I can say I definitely have become more confident. And it doesn't mean that I don't ever feel afraid or experience self-doubt. Like, we still experience all of that. And the reason I bring this up is I think it can be very easy to look at someone else who we perceive as so confident, and we just assume that what we're seeing on the exterior is mirrored exactly on their interior, right? Like, they're always feeling amazing. They're always feeling this. They're sure of everything. And that's not really true. It's like we're comparing our internal experience to what we see on the exterior of them, right? And assuming, well, if I'm feeling doubt in all of this, like, I can't be that confident. But it's just not true, right? There's the confidence, and there's also all the feelings and experiences right alongside it as well.
Very much so. I 100% agree with that, because, and I would say, you can't compare your insides to others' outsides.
That's right.
We don't know what's going on. But what we can tell you, which is 100% true, is that we all struggle. We all experience joy. We all experience tears of sadness. We all experience moments of doubt, but we also experience moments that are high. We're like, yeah, we got this, right? And we pat ourselves on the back and we're clapping for ourselves, because with everything in life, there's a duality, and we can't have one without the other, because what good would joy be if we've never experienced sadness, right? Mm-hmm. We couldn't appreciate the moment of, wow, this is awesome. This is incredible. I'm so happy. I'm so blessed. I'm so gifted, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't experience it to the fullness if we hadn't been in a lack place. And lack is actually a great place to be, because it's a starting point. Mm-hmm. It starts the curiosity of wonderment of like, well, I might be lacking this, but I see that it's possible for somebody else. So there's hope. That means that if they could do it, I could do it. And now the brain starts focusing on not the lack, but the potential, the outcome, the desire. And now we've shifted that. So everything in life, like I said, it's one to the other. And so what is intended for bad could be used for good. And that's a place where, listeners, I want you to really hone in on that and take an assessment of your life and look at, what is it that I'm holding on to? Because it's still, I might need some healing or clarity. Mm-hmm. It's preventing me from now taking this into turning it for good. You know, when we say that life is happening to you, flip that script. It's happening for you. Mm-hmm. So you reclaim that power. You start showing up as this higher version of yourself, this better version. And we focus on the small micro steps that are taking you from today to tomorrow, and tomorrow to the next week to the next month, and so on. It's about setting those small micro steps to lead to the bigger things that you want to achieve and accomplish. And if we're comparing our insides to the outside, all that should be is just what's possible. Because if they...
Yeah, that's right. What's possible. Yeah, right. Because that's a way, when we look at the exterior, that it can be positive, right? And I think the key is inviting in that sense of possibility, for sure. One thing I want to ask you, because we are talking a little bit about your message of helping women to redefine success. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts on that.
Yes. Okay. So let me take a second here, because this is an area that I really want to tackle, especially in the world when we talked about our insides to the outsides. Because on the outside, where do we see? We see social media. Because that's really our portal to other people's lens. We're seeing their life. They want you to see it.
Yes.
So what is success? By worldly standards, the money, the power, the accolades, the titles, the achievements, all the go-getters, that's what we're doing. And if we're not sleeping, then somebody else is working twice as hard to go steal your dream, kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
That's BS, because your dream is only your dream. Nobody's... Secondly, when we start looking at those as the forms of success, so success does not equate achievement. We tend to associate achievement with worth, and worth.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Right.
Go hand in hand. So the more you produce, listen, I'm a recovery perfectionist. My whole book, Chasing Perfection, I know all about that.
Yeah.
As we're chasing, for the next, we produce and perform to get the recognition. When we get the recognition in form of a promotion, an atta girl, atta boy kind of thing, we get money, we get, you know, more influence, there's more power, there's more significance, there's all these things. But when you check all the things off your list, all of your goals and achievements, and you get to that top, guess what? It's lonely as can be. You can have everything checked off, because achievement does not define who you are. Achievement is not success. But to me, I'm in a whole season. Listen, I can only teach from what I've experienced, and I've been there. When you get to the top of checking off all of your goals, and you realize, you look around to go celebrate, and there's nobody there to celebrate with you. There's nobody there to clap for you. There's nobody there to say, oh my gosh, I've seen how hard you work. Because yes, there were people there, but it's the internal, because mm-hmm. there's this loneliness inside of you. And you get to the top and you say, wow, this is all there is. Mm-hmm. I challenge now to redefine what success is. And Tony Robbins has this beautiful quote, and he says, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. The question is, what does fulfillment mean for you? We're not necessarily looking at how do we redefine success per se? What is our definition of success? And so there's the twofold again, because you look at the science of achievement, which is science is practical. There's a step, there's a framework, there's systems. And fulfillment is an art, because it's all subjective to the beholder of who and what that means to them. So it's all about fulfillment, but how I define success is completely different than how you might define success mm-hmm. in the next person. But the beautiful thing is that when you start owning who you are and how you define fulfillment, you start living in alignment with that purpose and calling, because mm-hmm. purpose, meaning calling, that's words for fulfillment. That's how I interpret it. So if I know that I can successfully set out each day and move my meter, my marker, however you want to coin that, closer to living with, on, and for purpose, I know that I'm doing my daily work here for the good of my purpose, not for the world to tell me, wow, look at all those titles on her name. Look at all those things on her name. Look at the badges and the trophies and the successes and achievements. Because at the end of the day, that just means that you're a go-getter. And what does a go-getter do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Question. Yeah. That's who you are. So it ultimately comes back to how you identify with yourself. Who do you say you are?
One of the things that as you're talking, it's like, you know, when I'm training coaches to be more effective with their clients, the first thing we do, and especially as they're, you know, building their business, is we first look at who are you? What are your values? What are your priorities? Why are you even here doing this business to begin with, right? Because I've seen this so many times in working with coaches, like over the last 10 years, like a client comes to me and why is their business not working? Because they're trying to build someone else's business. They're trying to build someone else's measure of success. And so it's like, I feel like it can be easy for us to, you know, rush and try to like build this great business. But if you don't even know, like if you're listening to this, and you're not even really sure what your ideal personal life looks like and how you want to be spending your time in your business and how you use your gifts and how you're prioritizing your personal life, if that's not in place, just take a minute, right? Because you've absolutely got to be connected to that. And I genuinely believe that when we connect with that first, everything else becomes easier, smoother, faster, all of it.
Yes, I love that you said that because that's so true. You have to return to self. And the world will tell you to go do it like Miss So-and-so because look at her. She became an overnight success. First of all, overnight successes are not true because you don't know what happened and how many years she sat alone crying in her office. And all of a sudden, now you see her. Right?
That's right. I always say like it's the overnight success that was like 20 years in the making or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So for every story, there's a backstory and a backstory before that. So you don't know. This woman might have been working at it since she was 7 years old and thinking she wanted to own a lemonade stand.
Yeah.
But one day that idea would transpire into her owning her own business in the first place. So you don't see the through line. There's always connections.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we look into social media, you have to be so aware of who you are. So you don't get convoluted by all the things that the world should tell you who and what you should do and be. Just because somebody else got to open that lemonade stand today and you've been working on it since you were 7 doesn't mean that your lemonade stand is not plausible or capable or even needed in this world. Don't go after that dream. Nobody's going to do what you can today because that is in your DNA. You're the unique go-getter of this. So the whole comparison thing can really just, what's it do? It robs, steals, and kills your dreams. And what is that? That is not from a place of love, intention, and purpose, which is who we are. So, you know, it ultimately comes back again, who you are in knowing that you were created with, on, and for a purpose gives you that power to own everything that's within you and bring that to the world. Because that's the gift and the spark that the whole world is waiting to see. And that's your contribution to this world, not the world contributing to you. You got that backwards.
And I think that, you know, as you're talking it, I keep thinking about what you brought up a few minutes ago, this idea that we tie so much of our worth to achievement. And I think what's interesting is it kind of makes sense that our brains do that and think that that's the case because in truth, when each of you, like, think about this. So you're here listening to this, and I want you to think about the times that you know that you are of worth. You feel connected to your purpose and who you are, and you feel settled in it. It's really true that when we're in that space, that's when we're able to do the most good. And yet, I think it's super important that we all remember that whatever we do does not validate our worth. You just have worth. You are inherently worthy. You are inherently beautiful and good. Like, that is just what it is, right? And I think just kind of remembering that and focusing on sort of allowing that in and really appreciating your worth is the best first step in whatever you want to create. But what you create is just an extension of that. It's not a necessary component of validating your worth as a person, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Because your worth is, like you said, inherent.
It's just there.
It's there. It's there because you were created by a creator, whether you believe in a higher power or source or whatever that looks like for you. Weren't created by accident. There's always intention and there's purpose. And when you could tap into that, you realize that you're worthy of love. You're worthy of you know, creativity, of inspiration, of giving, of serving. And it's just natural and free to you. And we find that with women, that's part of the nurturing side of us. We give so abundantly and freely. But then when we have to ask for something in exchange, we question like, well, I don't know. I didn't earn it. I feel like I have to discount my prices because I don't know if I'm worthy of asking for that price. Right. So we start negotiating. We start telling ourselves stories.
Yes.
But we're limiting ourselves because we know what we bring into this world and we know how we can make an impact and we know the difference that we can make.
Yeah.
So that itself is your worth recycled into this world.
Yeah.
And there is a price for that.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
And then you have to know it, believe it, and receive it.
Yes. Okay. Something else that's coming to mind, and this is a little bit of a tangent, but I want to bring this up because I'm a mom at heart. I have such like a heart for moms. And you know, when my coaches are, we have certain things we study to help moms be more effective when my coaches are working with moms. And what comes to mind is this idea that we talk about where as women, when you become a mom, we somehow start to tie up our child's success, right? Talking about the success with you know, your success as a mom. And so I think that I just wanted to bring this up because I know many of my listeners are building your business alongside, you know, raising kids and attending to your personal life. And I think this idea of redefining success, even as a mom, is really important because sometimes we think we should be a mom the way someone else is, which is not using those gifts that we have, right? But is trying to be someone else. And we also mistakenly believe that if we do a good enough job, our kids are going to turn out a certain way. And that's just not true either. So I wanted to just bring this up because it was top of mind. And I know my listeners, a lot of them are kind of juggling being a mom as well. But I would love any thoughts you have on this, you know, with the work you do as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we look at that, you know, when we're looking at our children as our reinforcement of our success and achievements, we have to recognize that they're their own individuals.
That's right. That's right.
All we can do as parent, all we can do is love. All we can do is pour in, protect. Just like, you know, like I said, you know, I'm a woman of God. So it's like, I get that from my Heavenly Father. And that's how I love on others as well, because it's already passed down. And as you said, it's inheritance. What I have is to give away. And raising children or building a business, this becomes the legacy that lives on after you. So what and how do you want to be remembered? Not by your children's achievements, just like I don't want to be remembered by my business's achievements. I want to know about the impact and the legacy that the work that is coming through me is leaving an imprint and impact on other people's lives. Mm-hmm. The same with the children, right? Are you raising children that are kind and loving and thoughtful and really hone into those values and their characteristics, their personalities, their strengths? Not about, oh, well, my son did this and my daughter did that. All that's doing is just, you know, it's keeping score. It's not doing anything good because you're not raising your children then to be kind. You're creating competition. But then take that step back and are you in competition with others as well? That's business. That becomes that imposter syndrome. That becomes peeking on your neighbor's paper and wondering, well, how do they get it? How come I can't get it? Because you're trying to be them, not you. So you're disregarding all the gifts that are given to you and you're not applying them and you're wondering why you're not getting the same outcome.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys have two different recipes.
That's right. That's exactly right. Okay, we're talking about this idea of redefining success. And I know we've already kind of given a lot of thoughts and ideas, and I shared a little about my process. What is like one step you would offer to my audience today if they want to get more clear on defining what success means for them?
I would say becoming more clear on what success means, take in account what success means for you today right now, because we have to undo that, right? If you don't feel fulfilled, this is a prompt for you. If you're feeling fulfilled, great. You keep doing that. You what lights you up. Because a lot of times we do sometimes indirectly find ourselves on the right path. And like, wow, okay, well, this seems easy and this is good. But we know that that doesn't sustain forever. When you've been there, take a moment to really pause and question, who are you today? But who is the woman you need to become to get to that level, to get to those desires, to achieve that freedom and fulfillment of redefining what success means to you? So again, what does success mean to you? Who are you today? And then once you've thrown those things down, start asking yourself, what is holding me back from achieving the next step? Again, achievement, we're still going to keep that in the equation because it is needed. We need to achieve to get that next step and achieve to the next step so that it starts producing, rewarding, fulfilling, freedom, all of that. Mm-hmm. And you're going to keep wanting to pursue that, not chase after the successes and accolades so that you can be in this, you know, arena by yourself. Because we find that the more us as achievers, high performers and go-getters, kind of in a class of our own. And the more we accomplish and achieve, the lonelier it can feel because we're also burning out. And we wonder, why don't people do things like this? Or why can't they appreciate the hard work? Because that's not in their DNA. That's not who they are. You have to know that for yourself. So asking yourself, who are you? And then letting go so you can start redefining who you are and what you want to achieve. Mm-hmm. That's the outcome, or that's the goal. Mm-hmm. When you achieve it, what would that mean to you? Now going deep into the why, your intrinsic motivator. Why is that so meaningful? Mm-hmm. And then when you could tap into that emotion, it might take a few layers to get there. But when you start feeling it like in your core, it almost makes you want to like cry or just bring tears of happiness. Mm-hmm. You know you struck a chord. Mm-hmm. And that's why you do what you do.
Yeah. Yes. I love it. Love it. Okay. So in just a minute, I would love for you to share any final thoughts and of course, where my audience can find you. But you know, all of you, as you're listening to this, just remember that there's a reason you started your business, maybe more than one reason. Typically, I know as coaches, there is a reason behind the way you want to serve people in what you do. And many of you also have things in your personal quality of life that are a big why for you in terms of having that freedom and flexibility to have the life you want. And so, you know, as you are taking these tips and thinking about defining success for you and finding that fulfillment, take the time to remember why you started this journey to begin with and really give yourself permission for the answers to these questions that Rachel has posed to be unique to you. And there doesn't have to be any judgment. You really do get to define it. So this has been a great conversation. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for allowing me to share my passion. This is something obviously that, like I said, I can't speak on things I haven't personally experienced. So there comes some personal stories, there comes some experience. And of course, a lot of that comes from my book, which is Chasing Perfection, A Journey to Healing, Fitness, and Self-Love. And that was really what started me out into this journey to become a better version of myself, which is really the whole through line of all that I do and create. And now that's my gift that I get to bring into this world and empower others to do the same. So to leave your listeners with one last, you know, words of wisdom per se, is no matter where you are on this journey, that you have the power to create your own story. If you don't like the story you're reading, grab a book, grab a blank paper, a pen, and start writing who you are, why you're here and start tapping into the qualities that are within you. Because when you could put that on paper, you start showing up as her. That's the version of who you are today. And that will lead you in the direction of who you need to become to live this quality of life with, on, and for a purpose. And that is fulfillment. Fulfillment is freedom to just be. When you can be with nothing, no strings, no worries, none of that. And that's why we are in business, right? To have financial freedom, time freedom, freedom to be with our families, right? So how do you define success from a personal standpoint? Because that will be what you build your business upon.
Okay. Yes. I felt that. I love, if you don't like the book you're reading, get a new book. Blank sheet of paper, right? I think it's really easy for us to feel pretty stuck. So that was perfect. Thank you so much, Rachel. And where can my listeners find you? Of course, there's your book, Chasing Perfection. Tell them all about how they can find you.
Yeah. So you can find me everywhere, like basically Google me. But and with the social media, my favorite hangouts on that is LinkedIn and Instagram, and all of my social media handles, as well as my website, are I am Rachel Brooks, and then .com if you're on my website.
Yeah.
So all handles I am Rachel Brooks. And of course, my book, Chasing Perfection, A Journey to Healing, Fitness, and Self-Love, as well as this complimentary journal that is Fit From Within, which is 60 Days to Finding Freedom. And so that really takes the personal level to the next level as we really dive deep into your goals and aspirations from, you know, who you really are. And all of my books are sold everywhere. Books are available online as well as Audible. And then, of course, my podcast, The Confident Woman Podcast. So all those links will be provided as well. So thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, perfect. Yes, they're all in the show notes. Definitely check out her podcast, her book, connect with her on social media. Thank you so much for being here, Rachel. This has been great.
Thank you for having me.
If today's conversation resonated with you and you are ready to step into your most confident self, make sure to grab your free confidence blueprint. The first step to stop chasing, start aligning, and create a life and business you love. Grab yourself a copy by clicking on the link in the show notes below.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.